Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. This is one of our fun segments each and every week. And, you know, I try not to rush through this segment because I'm always afraid that my ice cream is going to melt. Tarka Brothers have been sponsoring us since the beginning of the spring, since the beginning of the pandemic. I have, thankfully, the one comfort food I've had here, because I can't leave my house, is some Tarka ice cream. And usually I'm holding up, like, the empty ones. Like, these are the dummies. I've already eaten these. But this one here, when I have the real ice cream, it means I bring the real ice cream makers. Today it's pistachio for no other reason other than I love it and I'm really near the bottom. And my wife yells at me when I bring in full pints of pumpkin spice latte or full pints of key lime that I don't even enjoy, but I eat on the air because, like, you know, I want to eat all the flavors. She's like, "You're melting my ice cream." So in this case, there's like maybe about 3 or 4 spoons left of the delicious pistachio. And I welcome in the director of retail operations. This is not your first time at the Baltimore Positive Rodeo here, and I know things have changed a little bit. I still live a few blocks away from the cross street marketing. COVID's made some things crazy. Kofi's back on the program here. He's running all the getting the ice cream out that I have to actually go. The Jasmine's Blues, the chocolate cherry that I still haven't had, but I'm going to shut my mouth right now and eat some ice cream. Welcome back in. How are things going, man? Give me a little pandemic update here as we get ready for Thanksgiving and as I go into business with you guys here during the holidays to help you sell some ice cream.
So currently right now with the mandate from the mayor and the governor, we are essentially just trying to do the best we can, maneuvering around the mandate by just, you know, doing what we can, staying masked up, staying 6 feet apart, making sure, you know, sneeze guards are up, making sure we're wearing gloves when we're scooping ice cream, you know, just trying to do the best we can as far as making sure that when we serve the customer, we're doing it in a safe manner.
Well, here's what we're going to do. We are putting together, I hope I can get, you put too many nuts in the pistachio, and this was a mistake because I'm going to be chewing the pistachios. I feel like I'm at the ballpark. Mm-hmm. You know, I was always breaking the pistachios in the upper deck. So Steve and I got together, and then Sean and I got together. You and I have gotten together. I feel like I met everybody on your team, Vinny, everybody. I haven't had the little pink truck come by my house yet, though. We'll wait for summer to do that.
Yeah, of course.
So
of course.
We are going to be – tell me how you home deliver your ice cream. You do it in 8-packs, right? Like,
yes.
That's just the way they're packed. Mm-hmm. Give everybody a little – if somebody were to home deliver, how does it happen? You go online, you book it, but you literally have to be there to take – the ice cream, because y'all don't want the ice cream to melt, right?
Exactly. We would prefer, unlike Amazon and UPS and FedEx that can just drop your package off, for us, because we have a frozen product, we want you to get it in your hand so it's at its best quality, because unfortunately, until we get there, we don't, you know, deliver it with dry ice.
Well, my wife would tell you that it melts in here when I'm in here eating it on the segments. Y'all can see the pistachio here. I mean, I hope that I can, like, do justice to it if I can get the camera to focus on it. But this has, like, real nuts in it, man. This is the legit goodness that I talk about. And I'm down to the bottom right now, so I'm gonna lower the boom here. But so here's what we're gonna do, because a lot of folks can't get out, and I'm gonna encourage folks. I mean, I love the folks down at Cross Street Market. I mean, my Royal Farms is down there. You know, all sorts of Caribbean food and that burger joints, all sorts of stuff that I can't wait for us to get normalized, get these masks off, hopefully get some shots and all that. But in the meantime, between now and Christmas, beginning on Black Friday, we are going to, for 1 month, take Tarka Brothers and make it ours here at Baltimore Positive. We're going to have a home delivery special to honor our 1570 radio station at WNST AM 1570 on your dial.
Nice.
Our friends at Tarka are giving a $15.70 discount on every 8-pack delivered. So this is a $56 8-pack delivered for just over $40. One click. I'm going to be bragging about it all month. And here's the really cool part. This is where you come in, Coach. Mm-hmm. And we talk so much about these flavors. And I, you know, I got empty boxes all around. I got Honey Graham. This is my empty box here. Mm-hmm. I have more of them back here. This is Wake and Bake. I don't know if you see this one here. I ate that one myself. This one here is the old pistachio. You can see the little logo on it. Mm-hmm. Oops. Mm-hmm. I'm about to melt my ice cream here. There we go. And I have all of these things here. But when you guys get into season here, it's not just about caramel crunch, which is delicious with the little honeycombs, key lime pie, which my wife loves tart. So this is tart, the roasted strawberries, little tart. Mm-hmm. She loves your strawberry key lime. Mm-hmm. So this holiday thing is my thing. The reason I haven't found you guys is last year, my son and I were together on Thanksgiving, back when we could still get together, right? Mm-hmm. And he says, what am I going to get you for Christmas? And this is like an ongoing thing. My kid's 36 now, so for 30 years, what am I going to get Dad for Christmas? And I said to him, I fell in love with this ice cream company. It wasn't DeHarkus. I'm not going to plug it. I said, I like this ice cream. Can you know, you should get it shipped. That's the only thing I would want is this holiday ice cream. I want some gingerbread ice cream. I want some eggnog ice cream. I want some sweet potato ice cream. I want some peppermint bark ice cream. And that's what I want for Christmas. And he's like, okay. And I thought, he's not going to get it. Well, he came over here on Christmas night. I almost cried. I had the ham in the oven, you know, the sauerkraut, mashed potatoes, green bean casserole. He came over with a cooler, and he literally pulled the pints out on Christmas night at my house. Nice. And we sat there on Christmas night, and we had eggnog ice cream, boozy eggnog ice cream, and it was delicious. And I ate that ice cream for about 2 months. And every time I would, because I have little cones. I'm not gluttonous. I mean, that's how I stay skinny, bro. So I have little cones, and every night I would take a picture and say, tonight it's eggnog and gingerbread. Tonight it's sweet potato and peppermint bark. And I would send him pictures, and he felt like his gift went like 2 months. And I finally finished it, I guess maybe in early March. And then like a week later, Sean called me and said, I heard you talking about eggnog ice cream. I'm going to deliver eggnog ice. So I still have eggnog ice cream in the other room.
Nice.
So
nice.
This year we decided we're going to do this with DeHarka. So what do you think of that?
I think that's a really good deal we're going on here. We got to make sure that during these times where it's, you know, stressful and we can't go out and be with the family we want to be, being able to get an 8-pack sounds like a win-win. Like, oh, I can't be with my family, but hey, I got this really great ice cream in my freezer. 8-packs. Like, yeah. Awesome.
One problem, though, is if you order the pistachios, they will get stuck in your teeth.
Yeah, yeah. But then you know they're real.
They're in mine right now. Now, tell me about your love of ice cream. By the way, I want to make sure I get pronunciations right here because people butcher my last name and I got a mouthful of ice cream. Kofi Dormanel is here. He is the director of retail operations, which means that you're the guy I really need. I feel like I know everybody in the company. And my wife is still mad at me because we don't have any chocolate cherry chunk here and we don't have any Jasmine's Blues here. Mm-hmm. And I know these are retail flavors. And you guys are trying to like make me hold hands with my wife, walk the 6 blocks up the cross street, and order those two flavors because I'm never going to get them here. I'm still waiting for the Black is Beautiful with the chocolate stout. Mm. And I know you guys mixed up that apple thing over there last week. I know all these other seasonal flavors are coming. The really cool part is these come as part of home delivery. You don't have to order just chocolate or vanilla or peanut butter. I know you guys are doing cookies and cream soon, which I haven't had yet. Give me the retail lowdown on flavors, and if people are at Broadway, are at our house up in Covington, or Remington and Port Covington, I'm mixing up my Baltimore neighborhoods, and Cross Street. You have three retail locations, correct?
Yes, sir.
Tell me about them.
So, to your point about, you know, you would love to get black cherry and jasmine in a pint. So, I got two things I'm working on right now. I want to do Sundays. And I want to do hand-packed pints, which will then tie into online orders so that when your best man Nestor calls them and says, hey, I want black cherry chip in a pint, once we get the Grubhub, the DoorDash, and the Uber Eats set up, it could be like, hey, remember that black cherry you wanted in a pint? Yeah, you can just order it on there.
Your mic's touching your jacket. Unzip a little bit for me so I can hear you. Kofi Dormanel here from DeHarka Brothers. They do The salted caramel ice cream with chocolate-covered honeycomb toffee. Who comes up with this, man? I mean, I talked to Sean last week, and we were talking about all sorts of exotic flavors and stuff. This is completely unique to you. Some people do, you know, salted caramel with chocolate chip, and I'm a dark chocolate guy. But this thing, the toffee thing, this is ridiculous.
Man. Yeah, man. It's a collection. It comes from within when we're just, you know, spitballing, talking about what would be good in the flavor. It comes from outside when we're just doing our jobs and people say, you know, it'd be cool, a such and such flavor or so and so flavor. It's like, huh.
But what was your flavor? What's the flavor that you picked that you've championed?
I champion the cookies and cream every day for the rest of my life because it's just a classic. It's good. I'm surprised when people say, man, cookie dough is better. It's like, wow, cookie dough? That's okay. I'm still going to campaign cookies and cream
I had the coffee Oreo literally last night as part of my last night. I went coffee Oreo and peanut butter chip, chocolate chip. So, but I am waiting for these holiday flavors. I still have, and I broke it out maybe 2-3 weeks ago. I think I broke it out with Vinny a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. I had eggnog, one last pint in the back of the freezer. And I know you wouldn't sell 9-month-old eggnog, but I have to have it around here for comfort. Now I have real eggnog. I went to the farmer's market over the weekend. I bought some local eggnog. Have legitimate eggnog now. So I have eggnog in the fridge. I have Taharka Brothers eggnog ice cream. I have maybe 3/4 of 1 pint left. Mm-hmm. And I know that's coming on. But between now and then, you guys have all these incredible pumpkin flavors. The pumpkin spice latte is my favorite. I have about half of it left. I didn't bring it in here today because I don't want it to melt. I have a little bit of the pumpkin cheesecake left as well. But I really want to talk about these seasonal flavors because we're doing this deal. By the way, if you're just joining us here, Taharka Brothers and WNST and Baltimore Positive coming together to offer a special holiday package. We're going to be promoting this crazily beginning on Black Friday. We're $15.70 off an 8-pack, just over $40 delivered to your door. You pick your flavors. I don't pick them. If you want a peppermint bark, you can have a peppermint bark. If you want a sweet potato casserole, I don't even know what the hell's in that, but I can't wait to have it. And I know what's in your eggnog, but between now and then, you got like these bridge flavors. Like, aren't you guys doing like some sort of apple something something? I don't even know how to pronounce it. What is it?
It's a caramel apple crisp.
What? It has salt in it too, though, right?
Yep. It's a apple butter ice cream with
apple butter ice cream.
Apple butter ice cream. Yes, sir. With oat streusel and a salted caramel swirl, which are now available at the shop starting today in scoops and pints.
So that's 6 blocks away from where I am right now.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I may have to get in on that.
There you go.
Say that again. Caramel, apple, streusel, oat, what?
Everything. Caramel, apple, crisp. All of it put together.
That sounds really sick. You know, I had some apple cider. We went out to the farm about 3 weeks ago. Nice. And you ever had an apple cider donut?
No, but it sounds delicious.
Now, you know people out in the Midwest are taking donuts and cutting them in half and scooping ice cream into the middle of them. You know that, right?
We should do that.
I'm coming up with ideas. Mm-hmm. I come up with ideas for you guys all the time, but here's the deal. I made a deal with your company leader that if we sell enough of this during the holidays, I'm going to get to pick a Baltimore Positive flavor in the spring.
Nice.
Sort of the little trick we're working here, so I can incent my audience, because I'm trying to think if I were to pick a flavor, the things I've talked about are pineapple, macadamia nut, And my standby, and anybody that knows me knows how much I love peaches. And I know you guys got together. You did like a whole peachy crust thing, didn't you? You had a local a partner on that, didn't you?
Yeah, I think it was Peach and Crust by Mac, I believe. Yeah.
I have one pint of that left. That's delicious. I want to do a peach cake ice cream. I eat peach cake all summer long. So I'm thinking, you know, I hear about like, what do they do? Peach pie ice
peach
cream.
Pie,
different kinds of... that Willie Nelson had like a – what do they call it? Peach cobbler? Cobbler is what it is? No. It's Baltimore. Baltimore does peach cake is what
peach
we do.
Cake.
And I'm a connoisseur of peach cake in Baltimore in the summertime. So I would think – and I've actually had – I almost brought in the vanilla because the vanilla had a little bit then. My wife doesn't eat the vanilla because she's into your key lime and all that. Mm-hmm. I love vanilla ice cream. So I actually had your vanilla ice cream with peach cake from Simon's, right? From Fenwick, from these incredible local bakeries, up and down Harford Road, Bel Air Road, York Road, we have old school bakers in this community that make over in Highland Town. Oh my God, incredible peach cake! So that's a Baltimore thing. It's going to be my lobby. I'm going to lobby for that in the spring, but I have to help you guys sell some ice cream. Kofi's here. He is the director of retail operations, 3 stores for Taharka. If you're banging around with your mask on, you're feeling a cone. Stop into Broadway. Stop into our house. Stop into Cross Street.
Yes, sir.
If you go to Cross Street, make him hand pack you some cherry chip. Drop it off at my door so my wife will get off my back. Tell everybody about Taharka Brothers and how long you've been there and why you love it so much.
So I've been with Taharka Brothers for 10 years. I started as an ice cream maker, made my way through the company, climbed the ladder, and now director of retail operations. And what we're trying to do here, which I hope will become our new slogan, is the goal of Taharka Brothers is to elevate within, inspire others, and make good ice cream. If I can get that on a banner, I think I've done my job.
Can I put that behind me?
Oh, right, well, back here? Yeah.
Yes, why don't you get it for me on a hat or something, you know, or a shirt, like right here, like my Liberty Pure Brothers. All my sponsors, we got room. You know, I keep eating this ice cream, and I've just been throwing them away lately. I got to keep a couple of the seasonals to keep them around so that in the middle of May, I can hold up pumpkin and make you feel all bad, you know. But in the meantime, I appreciate you guys. It's been a fun partnership, and we're really looking to activate this thing over the next couple of weeks for you guys, help you sell some ice cream. But more than that, you guys do such a great, great thing with the ice cream and dropping it off. And I see the trucks, and I know it's been a tough year, you know, not being able to get out and touch the kids, touch families the way you want. Everybody's wearing masks and whatnot. Mm-hmm. We're going to get through this winter. Nothing that provided more comfort for me last winter than some good ice cream on some winter nights. So we're going to get that deal out for everybody, tell you about it. It's a $56 deal, 8 pints, but you're going to get it for $15.70 off to honor WNST and really to launch New Baltimore Positive and do something that I did. Literally, my son did this for me last year on the holidays. I want to make that offer for everybody because I think it would be a lot of fun for me to go out on social media and see everybody eating Tarka Brothers ice cream through the holidays, out on their social and having some fun. Cove, I'm going to let you get back. And listen, I've had all you guys on week after week after week. Do something about my wife with the cherry chocolate chip, okay? I mean, please, all right?
We're here.
I do hear about it all. I mean, she goes into the freezer every night. She pulls out key lime, pulls out pump, and she's like, any beat on that chocolate cherry chip? Any news on that? We got an update on that?
Yeah,
I'm like,
yeah.
She's like, you're only concerned about the eggnog. And I'm like, right. Exactly. Hey, man, we appreciate you guys. Thanks for the Tarka Brothers love. We'll see you after. Stay safe, all right? Keep everybody safe up there. We need you guys making that ice cream, all right?
All right. And whenever I get around to starting a hand pack situation, I'm going to let you know.
I'm going to meet you down and just get a cone one day. I'm going to text you. Now you're in my phone. I'm going to say, look, man, when you're down Cross Street, let me know. I'm going to run out. Yep. I'll bring one of these, and we'll parade it out as Caramel Crunch, all right?
There you go.
Appreciate you. Coffee Dormanelle, he is the director of retail operations. They have 3 locations, but listen, if you can't get out, if you're not downtown, if you're in Bel Air, you're in Westminster, you're up in Shrewsbury, wherever you are in the region, we're going to be delivering Tarka Brothers ice cream to you, and I'm going to be telling you more about it. The code is going to be Baltimore Positive. We're not ready yet because the seasonal flavors, they're not made yet. The ice cream makers. By the way, man, can I ask you before you go, how does one elevate out of making ice cream? I mean, you said you started making ice cream, and now you're doing this, and I'm thinking, if I started by making ice cream, they'd never get me out of the shop. I just would be there. I'd be like an Oompa Loompa making ice cream all the time. You know, that's how I picture it. I'd be putting swirls in and stuff.
Mm-hmm. So essentially, you start off as an ice cream maker so that it builds character, it builds routine, it builds system in your head that, hey, this is something that takes care. This is something that takes patience where if you ever were to move out of that, you would bring that same character you built into another department of the company. Because ice cream is an art, which means it needs to be.
You don't just push a button to make ice cream.
No. We're not a soft serve. We're actually culinary.
Well, I mean, I noticed this maybe 2-3 weeks ago. I'm not sure who it was. Maybe it was Sean told me about the little pillows of the sweet cream in the pumpkin spice latte.
Mm-hmm.
And it literally tastes like a pumpkin spice latte melted into, it's not like creamy and whipped all together. It's got like pockets in it, you know? Right. Same thing, literally, I had the coffee Oreo last night, and I was looking at it, and I could like literally see where the Oreos had been like sort of routed out. And I'm like, all right, this does not look like, no offense to Ben and Jerry's, it doesn't look like it was like all swirled together. I mean, it actually has pieces in it that a machine would destroy, right? Literally.
Right.
Or a human could destroy if you did it wrong, right?
Right. It's like art. Just like art.
You know, they tell me that I keep saying, I want to come over and be an Oompa Loompa. I want to help. They're like, you don't understand. You know, the Keebler Elves make this look like it's fun. Like, if you come over here, this is a laborious process making this, especially when you're making salted caramel, apple, streusel, oat, whatever, that like when I taste that, it's going to feel simple, but it's not simple.
Right. You can feel the love, you can feel the determination, you can feel the consistency on making sure that the flavor matches the output.
See, you're making this like I don't want to be an ice cream maker, that I just want to be an ice cream seller and an ice cream eater.
Definitely ice cream eater.
Well, I already am that. That's how the whole thing got started. You know, there I mean, go. I love there ice cream. Go. And then, you know, my curiosity leads me to like, how do you pick the flavors? How do you make it? How do you deliver it? How do you deliver it to people's doors in a pink truck? How can we get a few bucks off and help you sell some? So that's what we're doing. Darker Brothers Ice Cream is here. They are made in Baltimore, serving up social change. I'm going to read the back of this on the way out. At Darker Brothers, we use our award-winning ice cream to serve up social change. Each scoop inspires. I can hold this up here and read it off of this one. See? Each scoop inspires cultural understanding, community engagement, economic empowerment, and, of course, good times. And good people, like my man Kofi here. Appreciate you, man. We will see you down at Cross Street or our house or Broadway Market. And certainly get out there and click away and get some of that eggnog delivered to my door. Appreciate you.
There you go. Yes, sir.
Darker Brothers Ice Cream, coming together with all of our sponsors, including Planet Fitness, our friends at Royal Farms. They're right across the way from each other down at the Cross Street Market. You get the chicken on one end. You get your ice cream at the other end. That's a Baltimore winter night right there. And our friends at Sporticulture doing the Magma Lamp. Find them at sporticulture.com. You can find me, Ness, at baltimorepositive.com. And anywhere, they're serving Darker Brothers Ice Cream. We are WNST.net, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking ice cream, social change, and Baltimore Positive.